When suspects facing trial don't have enough money to pay for bail, they often turn to a bail bond company to put up the funds. And those companies are aggressive about getting their money back. If suspects fail to come back to court, lenders often send armed bounty hunters after them. A June killing in Kansas City has sparked calls for tighter regulation on bounty hunters. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Frank Morris reports.
Typically, bounty hunters track down and haul in bond jumpers without incident. But earlier this summer, the system went horribly wrong. Emily West, a slender, young-looking woman with a cigarette in her hand and a gold crucifix hanging from her neck, says three men, one named Michael, broke into her living room and attacked her son, T.J. Grant.
Michael grabbed T.J. and put the chokehold on T.J. and brought him down to the ground. T.J. fell right over here.
He never got up. Grant had gotten into an argument with agents there to arrest his brother. Minutes later, he lay dying on the living room floor.
I looked at T.J. and his eyes had already dilated and had rolled in the back of his head.
Most states place almost no restrictions on bounty hunters. They don't have to be trained or checked out for a criminal past. Unlike the police, they don't need a warrant to make an arrest. But as with police work, mistakes can be catastrophic. 5 years ago, bounty hunters broke into Martin Tong's apartment in Kansas City and shot him three times.
The first one, when I was trying to change positions right inside the basement, was on my foot. And then as the shooting went on, you know, this one they got me on my wrist, that was the second bullet that went into my body. And then the third one, that was the one that split my hair into two.
Tong, who's a Sudanese immigrant, managed to squeeze through a small window and escape, narrowly surviving this case of mistaken identity. The bounty hunters were there to arrest a former tenant.
The guy is 5'8", and I'm 6'4", and the guy is a Spanish guy from Africa, you know. So I look different from this guy that they were looking for.
The real suspect was hundreds of miles away, in jail at the time of the attack. Tong sued and reached a $1 million settlement.
But we couldn't collect the money because the company went out of business. They didn't have insurance.
Tong's attackers were both paroled after serving a few months on second-degree assault charges. People in the bail bonding industry find Tong's case troubling, but say the profession should be protected.
Bondsmen serve a legitimate and a critical purpose, the alternative for which is to lock people up in jail.
Pat Peters is a lawyer who represents bounty hunters. He notes the bonding industry takes financial risks and does police work that otherwise would be paid for with tax dollars or simply left undone. He says the marketplace weeds out bad bounty hunters.
Bondsmen are rewarded only if they do a good job. If they go in and they hurt the person, then they get sued. If a bondsman arrests the wrong person, he doesn't get any money.
Bounty hunters themselves are leading a charge for reform. Their organization, Professional Bail Agents of the United States, supports requiring bounty hunters to be insured, to be extensively trained, and to undergo thorough background checks. Armando Roche is the immediate past president of the organization and favors restrictions like the ones he operates under in Tampa.
If you get caught in the state of Florida making an arrest and you do not have a bail bond license, in this state, you go to jail, and it's a third-degree felony.
And one felony prohibits a person from ever attaining a bail bonding license in Florida. Four states, Oregon, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Kentucky, have taken a harder line on bail bonding, moving it into the public sector. 17 states now regulate bounty hunters in various ways, and the reforms are generally supported by the industry. As for the bounty hunter accused of killing T.J. Grant, he's out on bail, awaiting trial for involuntary manslaughter. For National Public Radio, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.